Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. Today, I want to talk about something really, really important when you're dating or in a relationship. And it's a term that's used all the time now, narcissism, dealing with narcissists and what these people are like and how to spot a narcissist. So I'm going to talk about it and I'm going to give some examples of everything. Okay, you guys, first of all, let me just say this. Most of the time when you're dealing with a narcissist, in the initial phases, you're not even going to know you're dealing with a narcissist. This is what makes it so difficult because we don't realize till later on that we were dealing with a narc, okay? So I'm going to talk about how people get sucked into being involved with a narcissist, okay? And how to spot things. And when you're dating, how to spot somebody could be narcissistic. Now, there's different levels of narcissism. Remember that. So let me start by saying this. You know, one of the big things about dealing with a narcissist is they are completely, completely about them. They are completely selfish. It's all about them, okay? Narcissists are also very controlling and could be dangerous if you're dealing with somebody who, you know, is a very, very bad narcissist. But here are some signs that I need to let you guys know and be aware of. First of all, let me just say this. In the beginning, it's going to be hard to spot a narcissist because one of the biggest mind-blowing things about a narcissist is how charismatic they are, how charming they are, how much they love bomb you. And, you know, if you're somebody who's very depressed or very lonely and you're looking for love, you're going to come across these people and you're going to be swept off your feet and think to yourself, oh my God, I can't believe it. I finally met a real one. Somebody who's looking for love the way I'm looking for love. Now, one of the things about narcissists is they come on strong really fast. They move fast in a relationship. They don't like to take their time, okay? Why? Because they don't want you to see them for who they truly are. They don't want the mask to come off. So if they're looking to get something out of you, it could be sex, it could be money, it could be a place to live. It's some kind of benefit that they're looking to get off you. These people are going to try to move as quickly as possible. And the way that they move quickly is they're going to manipulate you. But it's going to be very difficult to recognize the manipulation in the beginning. Because you're starting out with this person. They're doing all the right things. They're being consistent. They're showing you attention. They could be very loving and caring in the beginning. Okay, you guys? This is where people get fooled because, you know, you're dealing with somebody and they're doing all the right things. Like I said, they're being consistent. They're showing you a lot of attention. They're on the phone with you every day and they're showing you consistency. They could show you consistency for like the first 2-3 months. And you say, I got a real one. Here's your first indicator that the person you're dealing with could be narcissistic, okay? If it seems too good to be true, then you know it probably is too good to be true, okay? In other words, I guess what I'm trying to say is this, all right? You got to ask yourself, why is this person being overly, overly nice to you? What do they want from you? The other thing I need to point out too, like with narcissists are very wounded people. A lot of times they've had, very damaging childhoods. The reason that people can become narcissistic is because as they were growing up, they either didn't get that love as a child. Maybe they didn't get the love from their mother or their parents, or they never felt in control. They always are insecure. Okay, you guys, when you're dealing with insecure people, and I'm not talking about everybody that's insecure, but one of the common traits of a narcissistic person is they're very insecure. Now, what they're going to do, and this is where they're going to throw you off. They're going to be very nice. They're going to flatter you in the beginning, okay? They're going to tell you how beautiful you are, what a great person you are, how they fell in love with your heart. Oh, they love to say that, you guys, okay? Like when you ask a narcissist, so what is it about me that you love? Well, I just love that you have a great heart, or I love that you're a wonderful mother and everything like that. Now, you got to ask yourself, well, they're making this assessment of me, but how long do they know me? Okay. The other characteristic of spotting a narcissist is when they say they love you too quickly. Okay. If they're saying they love you in the first, second, even the third month, that is a red flag. Okay. I've said this time and time again in prior podcasts, because love is something that grows. It's not something instantaneous. You can lust somebody, you can like somebody, but you don't know if you truly love somebody unless you know that fucking person inside and out. Unless you've seen their good, bad, and ugly. You've seen them sad. You've seen them mad. You've seen them depressed. You've seen them broke. You've seen them rich. You've seen them in every single phase. And then you could say to yourself, I really love this person. Okay? All right? So let me just say this, okay? You got to educate yourself. And people that have suffered narcissistic abuse have educated themselves to this because they've gone through it. And a lot of them, including myself, who's also gone through it, didn't recognize these things, okay, when we were dealing with narcissists. We just said, oh my God, why are they so unreasonable? Why are they so difficult to deal with? Why do they gaslight me? Why can't they take accountability? Here's the thing with a narc, you guys. Here is the thing with the narc. The narc wants control, okay? The narc wants control. So what does that mean? That means they're never going to give you a one-up. They're never going to say to you, you're right, unless they say you're right because they have a long-term plan to kind of manipulate you. In some cases, a narc can apologize. See, don't be fooled. Don't be fooled, because some people say, well, they did apologize this and that. Certain narcs will apologize for the greater benefit. You see what I'm saying? If they're a very calculating, cunning type of narc, they realize that they have to lose the battle to win the war. So what does that mean? That means that, let's say you have an argument with them. You guys have a big fight. They may apologize to you because they're trying to reel you back in. It doesn't mean that they're going to change. This is what you got to understand. They're not going to change because this is all they know. Now, the confusion comes like this, you guys. When you're an empath, in other words, you feel for people, you are a target of the narcissist because they know you have fucking heart. All right. And let me tell you something. Your heart will get you into trouble. You've always got to think with your head, you guys. All right. Unfortunately, that's just life, because there's a lot of people in this world you have to be careful of. Not everybody is a good person like you are. Remember that. Remember that. You have good and bad in this world. And I'm not here to preach and tell you guys, oh, everybody's bad in the world. No, there's a lot of good people in this world. But unfortunately, we have to screen these people or we end up in a bad place. Okay? So you never, ever trust somebody in the beginning until you know them. Trust takes time. People have to earn your trust. Okay? So this is why I say, in the very beginning, you have to listen to what comes out of these people's mouths. You have to watch their actions. And don't be fooled if they're consistent and they're showing you a lot of attention in the beginning. This is why people get so hurt when they're dealing with a narc, you guys, because a narc will come on strong. They will love bomb you once they realize they got you. And once they realize they're getting everything they can off you, what happens is this, you guys. They're looking at you as an object. They don't understand what real love is. This is what I'm trying to tell you guys. What they're interested in, is what you can do for them. That is their ultimate goal. What can you do for them? And the thing about a narc is once a narc has sucked all the supply out of you and they've gotten everything that they can get out of you, they're going to get bored with you. They're going to get, nobody gets bored quicker than a narc, all right? That's why a lot of times these people, they come on strong, they love bomb, you think you're in this whirlwind romantic relationship, everything's going great, and then all of a sudden, these people back off for you, from you, all right? Why do they back off? Because now they know they got you. Now they know they got everything that they could out of you, and now they want a different supply, okay? Or you're not doing it for them, or they see a supply that they want, or they can attain, or that isn't giving them rules, restrictions, and boundaries. Because a narc hates boundaries, and I'm going to get into that, and I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you guys the biggest clue to tell whether somebody's real or fucking fake, okay? How do I know? Because I've lived it. So I'm gonna give you guys a tip. It's coming up, all right? But I want to just, you know, go through the process of everything so that you guys understand what it is with these people. All right. Now, when we're talking about narcs, you got to look at this person's track record. Like, I was dealing with this guy one time, and he says, "It doesn't matter my past. You know, that's your past." Of course it matters about somebody's past. Of course it fucking matters about where somebody was, who they were with, what they were doing, and why the relationship broke up. Because you're looking at the pattern. You're looking at how this person operates. Why is this important? Because the greatest indicator of future behavior is prior behavior. Believe me when I tell you that. I got to repeat that like 32,000 times for some people because they don't get it. And it's so true, you guys. It's so true. Believe me when I tell you. Now, a lot of people sit there and they'll say, well, maybe people change, isn't that? Very rarely will somebody who's narcissistic be able to change, okay? You're talking about a lifetime of wounds, okay? You're talking about a personality disorder. It takes loads of therapy, enlightenment, and somebody to actually recognize that they have a problem, okay? If they can't recognize, if they can't take accountability, they can never fix the problem with themselves or with you. This is what I'm trying to tell you. But now, I'm going to get into, you know, narcissistic injury. Now, what is this? What exactly does this mean? That means, okay, now I'm going to lay it out for you, okay? You're going out with somebody, things are going great, the sex is great, they're showing you attention. Oh, you're so in love, okay? You're so in love, but the relationship moved fast. Now, in some cases, you're loving the attention that you're getting from this person. Now, all of a sudden, now this isn't for all narcs, but with some narcs and the dangerous ones, they become controlling. Okay, what does that mean? Now they're going to start telling that now they're going to be on your social media and tell you that they want you to delete friends on your Facebook. Now they're going to be monitoring your calls. Now they're going to be going through your phone. The other thing with one of these kind of controlling, dangerous narcs, okay, is they're never going to trust you. They are never going to fucking trust you. You could think that you're doing everything right and you are doing everything right and you're being transparent with them, but they're never, ever going to trust you, okay? And you never want to be with somebody who can't trust you. Why? Because if they can't trust you, or they have in their sick mind that you're doing something wrong, they're going to do it, okay? That's why a lot of narcissists cheat. They cheat because they're selfish. They cheat because they really don't care about your feelings, even though they love bomb you and tell you they do, okay? And the narcissist always wants to have one up on you. In other words, they're so afraid of getting hurt. These people have the most fragile egos, you guys. They have very fragile egos. So they're not going to take a chance of you cheating on them unless they cheat on you first, okay? Because they feel that if they cheat on you, it's not going to hurt as much if you cheat on them because they got the one up on you. And I know people that did this, okay? So I'm telling you from experience, all right? This is why you got to worry about these insecure people. You got to worry about them, you guys, all right? Now, the other thing with this narc business is this. The reason that you can't really see them for who they are is because what they do is they build you up in the beginning, all right? They'll tell you how great you are. Oh, you know, they'll compliment you on your job. You're so smart and, you know, you're going to make it one day. Let's say you're you know, trying to build a business or a brand or something like that. They're going to try to build you up and everything like that. But as time goes on, all of a sudden, you know what a narc does? They're going to give you a backhanded compliment. That's what they're going to fucking do in the beginning, okay? They're going to give you a compliment and say something like, "Wow, that dress looks good, really good on you, but you know, it would look better if you lost 10 pounds." Okay? You see where I'm going with this? This is how they start to rip you down, and this is what a narc is going to do. So you got to think of it like this. It's going to be you're climbing up the mountain. The love bombing is going. You're climbing up. Everything's great. You feel this euphoria of love like you've never felt before because these people are very charismatic and charming, okay? And they're going to build you up. And now you're at the top. You feel like you're on top. You're like, "Wow, I really found somebody. This person really loves me," and everything like that. Then as time goes on, and I'm telling you, that is the fucking key. Time, you guys. Time. This is why you don't rush, because this is how you unmask these people. And I'm going to give you another really good tip on, you know, the unmasking, if you want to unmask it sooner, how to really see when somebody's real and when they're fake, okay? Now you're at the top with them. Now, after about 2 months, they're feeling comfortable with you. They know they pretty much got you because you're showing them back the same attention that you've got, that they've given you, rather. And now it's going to start to break down a little bit, okay? Now they're going to give you those backhanded compliments. Now they're going to be telling you what you should be doing. They're going to critique your parenting with your kids if you're a parent. They're going to tell you, "Why do you do that with your child?" or "Why do you do that?" They're going to throw in what you should be doing, because when you're dealing with a narc, they think they know better than you. Yes, they have that grandiose sense of being better than you. Even if you're an expert in whatever topic, they're always going to add their 2 cents and tell you, "No, you could, no, it's not like that. It could be, you could do it like this, or you should be doing this." And the way they mask that is they try to make like they're actually trying to help you to do something better. But what they're trying to do is they're trying to break down your self-esteem. And this is what they do because they're so fragile. They're such wounded individuals that they want to break down your self-esteem, okay? That's why it takes internal strength, you guys, and you don't know what it is till you lived it and you built up that strength that you spot somebody like that and you say to yourself, "No, you're not doing that to me. You're not going to try to bring me down or take me down and try to critique me and make me think that there's something wrong with me," okay? And this is what they're going to do. This is why I have to make you guys aware of this, okay? Because I'm going to give you experience of what it is so that you can recognize this thing. So now they feel they have you. They're going to start to try to break you down. And they're going to give you these backhanded compliments. Now, you have to say to yourself, what does this person want from me? They're saying they love you. They say they want to be with you, blah, 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 right? But they're moving fast. They're moving fast. The biggest indicator of a narc is they move fast and they love bomb, okay? Now, the other thing you got to keep in mind, when you're dealing with narcs, 9 times out of 10, the narcs are cheaters, all right? They're cheaters because they're selfish. They're not worried about your feelings, all right? I just thought I'd, you know, let you know. Now, you want to know, is this person real? Does this person really love me? Or is this person just looking to use me, okay? Is this person just looking to use you? Now, one of the ways that you will know is when you tell this person no, when you put up that boundary, okay? Now, I'm going to give you an example. It could be about sex. Maybe they're pressuring you for sex or something like that. And you say no, or you're making them wait. They're not going to like that, okay? They're not going to be understanding. They'll be understanding for a little bit because they're trying to, you know, fool you into thinking they really care about you. Oh, that's okay. You know, I could wait for sex and everything like that. But then they're going to get to a point where they're going to get nasty with it, all right? Or let's say they're trying to use you for money, or they're trying to use you to move into your place. And when you tell them no, that's when you're going to see the narcissistic rage, all right? That's when these people are going to come at you and come for your jugular. They're not going to be somebody that's just disappointed and say, okay, all right, I get it, you know, that's fine, I'm not dealing with you. No, these people are going to make you pay. And that's how you know you're dealing with a real narc. Because a narc will never take no lightly. They're going to come at you, all right? They're going to do a smear campaign. It could be on social media. They could put up posts saying that you're a cheater, you're messed up, you're this, you're that. They're going to go to outside people, you know, the flying monkeys, the outside people, and they're going to try to discredit you and discredit your reputation and everything else. They could file false reports on you. They could try to hurt you with your job. They could try everything under the sun because you know what? Now they're coming for you. They're going to come for you because they're not getting what they want to get out of you, okay? They're not getting whatever benefit you have. You have injured their ego, okay? Now they realize they don't have control over you. And what do? They act like a crying toddler in a candy store when they don't get candy, all right? They're going to verbally abuse you. They're going to call you every name under the sun. They're going to call you a nasty bitch. They're going to call you everything. Okay. That's when they get frustrated and they snap. They're going to start with the name callings, the emotional abuse. Then the next thing they're going to do, now they're going to try to go to outside people to try to hurt you with outsiders. Or like I said, they're going to go on the smear campaign and get on social media and say, oh, you know, I'm going to make you pay. I'm going to expose you. And they're going to make up all these kind of lies. Okay. This is what they're going to do, you guys, because they can't take no for an answer. So if you're dealing with somebody and you have that gut feeling, always trust your gut, you guys. Man, the gut never lies. Believe me when I tell you, trust your gut. The person that sits there and says, well, you know, I want to give them the benefit of the doubt. You are the person that is going to be the victim. I'm going to say it again and listen good. If you are the person that says, well, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. You are going to be the victim. You know why? Because you're not listening to your gut. If you're having that feeling that something's not right, if you're having that feeling that this person is conning you, then guess what? Guess what? They are conning you, okay? But you have to ask yourself, what is it that they want from you, okay? And today, it's not even just about sex, because sex is everywhere. They can get sex anywhere. Believe me when I tell you. So this is why it's so dangerous today, because now you've got these people that are after you for financial gain, okay? You got your scammers out there. You got dudes out there trying to get over on a woman financially. And it could go the other way too. It goes both ways, you guys. Believe me, there's women out there trying to scam the men as well and doing it too, okay? A scammer is a scammer, okay? Whether it's male, female, or whatever, all right? So here's the thing. You've got to be able to trust your gut, you guys. These people are going to go off on you and everything else. Now, here's what I need to tell you when it comes to narcs, all right? Dealing with narcissists. Do not go toe-to-toe with a narc, all right? Believe me when I tell you, because I've done it, all right? I'm speaking from experience here. I was in a very, very toxic relationship. I didn't recognize it at the time. Yelling, screaming at the top of my lungs, red in the face, everything. Trying to reason with a narc. You cannot fucking reason with a narc. Because a narc will never fucking validate you. They will never say, oh, I see what you're saying, or something like that. The only way they'll say I see what you're saying is if they're trying to manipulate you to brain fuck you into thinking that they're being reasonable, okay? But what they're going to do is they're going to, especially if you're dealing with an overt narc who, you know, is going to come out and tell you what's on their mind. They're going to come out, they're going to attack you. These people can be very, very dangerous, you guys, because they're the ones that could be emotionally, and then sometimes, depending on who you're dealing, they could be a sociopath narcissist, all right? What does that mean? That means they have no empathy. That means they're looking to hurt you, and they get joy in trying to hurt you, all right? You got to be real careful with people, all right? And you got to stop thinking that these people think like you. This was my mistake. This is why I'm telling you guys this. This was my mistake. I kept thinking that this person was thinking like me, and they weren't. And it took a very good friend of mine, my homie, you know, real street dude that knew what was up, all right? And he told me, stop thinking that this guy thinks like you. He's damaged. He doesn't think like you. He doesn't know what love is, okay? So this is why I'm telling you guys this, all right? Not everybody thinks the same. Not everybody has empathy for other people. It's the same thing when we talk about men and women. Men and women are wired differently. Go back and listen to my podcast on that, okay? About how men and women are wired differently. We are biologically and physiologically wired different, okay? So you got to understand that. You got to understand that. And that's why I'm bringing all this in when we talk about narcs. Now, narcs could be men. Narcs could be women. There's plenty of very cruel, narcissistic women, narcissistic mothers, and everything like that, okay? I knew somebody whose mother was very damaging to this guy, and this guy himself became a very bad narcissist and everything like that, but had the mask on. So this is what I'm telling you guys. Move slowly with these people. Move slowly with these people, and don't, when you see, if you want to see if this person is real or not, don't give them what they want. Don't give them what they want. And when they don't get what they want, see the reaction you get. That reaction is going to tell you everything. That's going to tell you how narcissistic this person is. Because when they flip out, how they flip out is going to tell you. Now, I just got to add a little caveat here. If you're dealing with a dangerous person, do not go there with them. Okay? Do not go there with them. You're going to need a plan and exit. All right? You got to be very careful. Never, ever be, you know, confrontational or take somebody on that could be physically abusive. All right? You're going to have to wait for the right moment and make an exit out of there, because you don't want to put yourself in danger. And I suggest if you feel you're in a situation like that, you have to call the domestic hotline, abuse hotline, which I'm going to put the phone number in the podcast description for you guys. If you feel like you're walking on eggshells with somebody, and that's another thing I want to bring up. Another way you know you're dealing with a narc is that you always feel like you're walking on eggshells, okay? You got to worry about what you say. Is it going to set them off? You got to worry about how they're going to be around your family. Is it going to set them off? You're always trying to make the peace. You're always trying to make them happy because you know that they're going to snap. Now, I've been basically talking about the overt narcissist, and, you know, there's the other type of narcissist, which is the passive aggressive, like a covert narcissist. These are people that don't tell you what they're thinking. They put on the face, tell you everything's all right, and they pay you back in other ways. And I've done podcasts on that. Go back and listen to that about the passive aggressive covert narcissist, because I did a really good podcast on that explaining everything about these people. All right. So that's what it is, you guys. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, it's really hard in the beginning because you want to meet somebody, you meet so many clowns out there, and then comes along this person and you say to yourself, you know, I finally met somebody, right? And you go for a little while, a month, 2 months, whatever, and then you start to see the controlling things happening. You start to see the narcissistic behavior. And then when you put that boundary in place, you see the narcissistic rage and you say to yourself, I'm dealing with a narc. And you can't win with a narc, okay? You know how you win with a narc? You don't deal with a narc, because a narc is a toxic person. And how do we deal with toxic? We don't deal with toxic. We disengage, because you will never win with a toxic person. This person will drain and suck the fucking life out of you, okay? They will argue over a shoestring, okay? These people are difficult. They'll argue over every little nitpicky thing, all right? They can't let things go. They're very, very sensitive. They're very insecure. They want control over you and everything like that. And the bottom line is, they will make your life miserable, okay? And it's very hard sometimes to let go of these people, because when they do give you that love bombing, it's like the greatest fucking feeling in the world, okay? Because they are giving you that attention. They are showering you with affection and everything like that. But then they have that ugly side to them. And the thing is this, you guys, depending on their degree of narcissism, it could be very, very, very dangerous, okay? And this is exactly what happened to Gabby Petito, all right? If you watch the videos on the stuff when she was saying to Brian Laundry, why do you have to be so mean? Why do you have to be so mean? In other words, she couldn't reason with him because he was a narc, all right? His brain wasn't wired like her brain was wired, where she could sit there and reason and have an argument. No, it was toxic. And in her case, it ended up deadly. So this is why I'm telling you guys, you got to be careful, because it could be very dangerous. You know, your heart could get you killed. And just watch Dateline and 48 Hours and watch all the stories on there with people that thought they were in love with somebody and realize that these people weren't who they thought they were. All right. So I'm trying to snap you out of it. I'm trying to help you and maybe save somebody so that they don't end up in a bad place. All right. So I hope that helps you guys. If it did, please share the podcast. I'd really appreciate it. And have a great day. Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. If you have a dating or relationship question, or you need an opinion on something, go to the link in the bio and ask a question and get a personalized video sent back to you. It's in the Linktree/TheGameExposed, and you could ask a question and get a personalized video confidentially sent to you, answering your question. Thank you. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz, and I want to tell you about my two books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just going to waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description. Hi, you guys. I just want to make you aware that the Game Exposed podcast now has their merchandise available. You can check out the link in the podcast description. There's hoodies, there's sweatpants, there's t-shirts, there's cool hats. So go check it out. Link is in the podcast description. And follow Yaz on Instagram at dating_advice_Yaz.